and welcome to the Sam Welding Podcast, where I look behind the scenes at writing books and songs. I hope to look at the whole process from the creative spark to the final customer reaction. Well, this weekend has been fairly full on. I've managed to get another 7 songs recorded with Neil Russell. I've caught up with some old friends and just about pulled off an acoustic gig. The reason I say just about is because we weren't actually loud enough. It was fine if you were tucked in the corner with us, but this was a pretty big place. Next time, I'll use a full Boona Bose PA. George, our stand-in cajon player, hit it on the head. Unless you are playing a sit-down-and-listen gig, you need a big PA for acoustic stuff. Something that lets the subtle nuances filter through the din. Lesson learned. Good thing was, the gig led to another big booking and a meet-up with a bunch of other great local musicians who all want to pitch in and play at my next gig. As far as the recordings went, I was pretty pleased with the outcome. We had to fix up a reasonably ropey bass guitar, as the intonation was out. Not that I want to tell anybody how to suck eggs, but intonation is to do with tuning. The guitar was in tune in the lower part of the fretboard, but out at the high end, the part of the neck nearest to the body of the guitar. So luckily, another old friend, John O'Hare, stepped in and screwed the bridge saddles into place. This was a quick fix that let Neil play the high notes at the beginning of Just One More, the song featured at the end of this podcast. The idea is to pitch these songs to 3 separate music publishers in Holland. We already have a contact who can push the CD under their noses, so fingers crossed. We also have another 40 ideas or so that could be worked up into songs given the time. I really enjoyed using the Martin on these recordings. The Ralph Bowen guitar, however, features heavily. Ralph is a luthier from York who makes top-of-the-range acoustics. I commissioned mine back in the mid-80s. Luckily, I did, because now they fetch about $8,000 a pop. On the book front, I received some mock covers for Talisman, my new young adult fantasy book. A very scary-looking Slevin, a swamp troll from the magical world of Denthin, features his purple pustules and slime-covered body, taking up most of the front cover. The cover itself was tried out in some 9-year-old boys to see what the reaction would be, and they said things like, "Wow, cool, scary, can I read it?" Which is encouraging, I hope. The text is off for typesetting, so it's all systems go. The publisher is going to get the advanced information sheet off to the trade, that is WH Smith and Waterstones. It'll be really weird to see my actual name, Paul Murdoch, up there on the shelves. I also got a final call from a reporter called Lynn Hackles. She did an interview with me called My Writing Day for the magazine called Writing Magazine. It was just a sense check on some facts around me coming out of the librarian's closet, that is, using my real name, Paul Murdoch, for my new book, Talisman. My agent, come publisher, Alan, is already lining up a series of library gigs to promote Eden Seed, and a pile of gigs on the music front from which he will quite rightly take his commission. Books and music intermingle once more. All things are getting more focused now that I'm moving towards being a full-time author and musician fairly soon. Eek! Bit scary, but there you go. There's always something coming along. There's even a chance that I may end up as, don't laugh, a fitness instructor. Now I can already hear the guffaws and sniggers, but titter ye not. I've been offered some work which actually means that I'll be training teachers on a fitness programme for children. However, I really need to lose some weight if I'm going to look anything less than comical in a tracksuit. I had an interesting chat with a friend of mine who also stepped outside the rat race and has never been happier. To give your energy, dare I say it, your talent over to someone else for a percentage of what you make for them is what most of us do for the majority of our lives. to suddenly refocus that energy for your own reward so that every penny minus tax obviously comes back to you is really amazing. When working for a big corporation, the buzz you get from walking out of a major customer with an £8 million deal, and I've done that, is an adrenaline-pumping rush. But the blast is just as intense if it's a fraction of that, and it's for you. Payment for something you've created out of nothing is quite magical. And that's what happens when you write songs or books, or come up with a new business idea that people are happy to pay for. But even all that isn't the main reason I write and perform. Even if there was no money involved or even any praise, there is an inner fire that I've never been able to douse. A drive, a yearning to convert, compete, conceptualize, and most of all create. I can't help it or stop it. It's a kind of magic, a true form of alchemy. Anyway, remember what I said, if you keep tuning in, I'll keep tuning up. And on that note, here is a track I recorded with Neil called Just One More. It all came from a mistake on the guitar. Anyway, I hope you enjoy it, and bye for now.
Just one more drink at the bar before I go. Look at your picture on the wall. Where did I go wrong? Just one more. Read of the things you said to me. Look from a friend we can't believe. I've stuck around for so long. Just one more, not all alone. Just one more, fight on the phone. Just one more, just one more. It's so easy to be blind when your life is so completely entwined. It's so hard to let it go, even when we both know. Just one more drink at the bar before I go. Look at your picture on the wall. Where did I go wrong? Just one more. Read of the things you said to me. Look from a friend we can't believe. I've stuck around for so long. Just one more, not alone. Just one more, fight on the phone. Just one more. Just one more. All the things we never said, when our love is hanging on by a thread, when excuses disappear, even then it's not clear. Time to give it, time to keep it, time to move on, but until then. Just one more drink at the bar before I go. Look at your picture on the wall. Where did I go? Just one more. Read all the things said to me. look for my friend. I can't believe I've stuck around for so long. Just one more, not all alone. Just one more, fight on the floor. Just one more. Just one.